As I was walking from the office as such, it was a cold wind, so I was looking for something to hold on, otherwise it would take me off my feet. It was getting pretty cold, and as I entered, I met Deacon Randy and Ralph, and they assured me that the worst was yet to come. In today's gospel, we find Jesus telling us to be the fire of the world, and I wish there was fire around us over here to keep us warm. It so happened that in the headquarters of Rome, we have a great statue of Saint Ignatius, and under the statue, it is written, "Ite inflammate omnia." Oh boy, I got that correct. It took me some time to learn that those three words. It means, go and set the world on fire. It was the words given to Saint Francis Xavier before he was sent to preach the gospel. And there were two visitors who were there, and they were reading this. Now, one of the visitors, from his point of view, from where he stood, he saw these words, and also he saw a fire extinguisher that was close by. Every building would have a fire extinguisher for the safety purpose, and a funny thought came to his mind. He said, "Christ and the saint has told us to go set the world on fire, but we Christians are more into using the fire extinguisher to, you know, put off the flames. This is what we do rather than what Christ has told us to do. We are all called to be the light of the world, light which gives warmth, which gives fire, which helps another person." Fire is spoken of in a lot of places in the gospel, but I would like to focus more on the purification act of fire, which is spoken in the book of Ezekiel, in Numbers, and also in Zechariah. We find that a goldsmith uses fire to purify the gold, and it's not just on the outer flames that they use it. They use the inner flame, which is the blue light of the fire, which has the most intensity of heat. Are we people with fire, or do we move around extinguishing the fire? Do we put off the flames, or do we set light in the other person? Can I purify another person with my words and my thoughts and my deeds? Or am I a person who just doses out the flame of another person? It's something that we need to reflect on in our lives so that we become true bearers of light, so that we can set the world on fire like Christ has told us.